Hi everyone! Welcome to today's class. Our theme is confident speaking, keeping the conversation alive. Let's start with a free talk. How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun? And here's the important part. When you answer, don't stop at one sentence. Right from the start, ask your partner a follow-up question. That's how we'll set the tone for today. All right, let's get into section one. Why follow-up questions matter. Short answers kill conversations. But follow-up questions, they show confidence and they keep the conversation alive. Take a look at page 1 and 2 of the PDF. We'll focus on the first 5 phrases. Repeat after me. Phrase 1, repeat after me. Phrase 2, repeat after me. Phrase 3, repeat after me. Phrase 4, repeat after me. Phrase 5. Now let's do a quick mini activity. I'll give you a simple answer and your job is to ask the right follow-up question. For example, I say, I play football. You should ask, when did you start playing? Good. Let's practice a few more like that. Okay, let's take a short 5-minute break. While you're resting, type in the chat. Which phrase feels easiest for you so far? Welcome back. Let's continue with section 2, follow-up practice. Now we'll look at phrases 6 to 10 from the PDF. Repeat after me. Phrase 6. Repeat after me. Phrase 7. Repeat after me. Phrase 8. Repeat after me. Phrase 9. Repeat after me. Phrase 10. Now let's see it in action. I'll do a short role play with a volunteer so you can hear how follow-up questions keep things alive. Good. Now it's your turn. In pairs or small groups, one person shares a hobby and the partner asks 2 or 3 follow-up questions. Now let's regroup and share your best or funniest examples in the main chat. Take another short break, about 5 minutes. Grab a drink, stretch a little. When we come back, you'll do quick fire practice. All right, welcome back. Now we're in section 3, the role play challenge. Here's how it works. I'll give you a short sentence and you must quickly ask a follow-up question, either in chat or by voice. Let's try, I went to the cinema. Pause to repeat, I ate sushi. Pause to repeat, I'm learning English. Pause to repeat, I tried running. Pause to repeat. Great! That's how you build confidence, by reacting quickly and keeping the conversation alive. One last thing, our cafe tie-in. Tonight in the online English cafe, each group will do at least 3 follow-up questions before switching partners. It's your chance to keep practicing in real time. Well done today, everyone. Remember, short answers end conversations, but follow-ups bring them to life.